This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You may have heard today that the head of the Food and Drug Administration is unexpectedly stepping down, saying he wants to spend more time with his family. Scott Gottlieb, appointed by President Trump, has pushed hard for restrictions on electronic cigarettes and is seen as bringing stability to that agency. Now, we think of the FDA as being about safety and its role determining if medicine is safe and effective, but the supply of medicines is also a challenge. Today, a story about drug shortages in America when medications for blood pressure or maybe chemotherapy cannot be found. Sometimes this is caused by an overhaul at a factory or maybe a contamination problem, or it can be economics. Marketplace's Sasha Woodruff reports.
Rowan Price is a regular giggly toddler. The three-year-old is leaning against her hospital bed in North Carolina, cutting out paper shapes. She's here to be treated for a rare form of leukemia. Her first round of chemo meant 10 days in the hospital. Then Rowan needed a second round with a different drug. Her mom, Mandy Price, said the hospital staff was preparing to give her daughter an infusion when the oncologist popped into the room with some news.
We were going to be discharged home because they could not get the chemotherapy drug because it was on back order.
The drug was an older generic called mitoxantrone. One of its manufacturers was reporting delays. Drug shortages like this are more common than you may imagine. Yoram Ungaro is a pediatric oncologist at Children's Hospital at Sinai in Baltimore.
It's not like we treat kids with cancer with one drug. We use regimens or cocktails. And to take one drug out means that you're not giving that kid the life-saving regimen that he or she may need.
There are many reasons why drugs can suddenly become scarce, from natural disasters to contaminated supply chains. And then there's the bottom line. Aaron Fox at the University of Utah tracks drug shortages.
These are cheap drugs. In most cases, there are only two or three suppliers.
Manufacturers don't make a lot of profit on older generic drugs and often decide to stop making them. Keegan Lenahan heads a task force the Food and Drug Administration launched last year on minimizing medication shortages. She says manufacturers may need incentives to make life-saving but not very profitable drugs.
The hope is that we use the levers that exist to keep those actors in the market.
Until then, patients like Rowan just have to wait. Her mom, Mandy, says the hospital tracked down her daughter's chemo drug after about 4 days, but the wait wasn't easy.
What it does to us as a family and to her as a little girl who you have to, like, convince that it's okay to go back to the hospital and convince that it's okay for them to do things that are going to hurt her to make her better, that was the most difficult.
The FDA currently lists more than 100 drugs in short supply. I'm Sasha Woodruff for Marketplace.